All right, so this is my first podcast, and I am talking into my phone, so it's probably not going to be the best audio quality. I'm going to see if this app that I'm using, Anchor, actually can go on my computer, and then I can find my mic. Because I used to have a mic for YouTube when I used to do YouTube, the ATR2100, pretty sure it's called. I don't know where it's at, so I'll have to find that. But for now, this is what I got, and I'm thinking of calling this podcast Nerdzilla podcast or something like that. Like, that's what I'm thinking. I mean, this one isn't really going to be a good quality podcast, but I'm going to kind of just make this a first episode and see how it goes. So I'm just going to talk about things that I like things I'm excited for, like nerdy things I'm excited for, nerdy things I'm doing, you know, like it's going to include video games, anime, manga, comic books, computers, and everything like that. So yeah. And first thing I want to talk about is the My Hero Academia movie, which is coming very soon. I'm very, very excited. And also, I'm going to sidetrack for a second. This podcast is going to be short. My future podcast might go for half an hour, hour. This one's probably like 10 minutes at the most. But anyway, I'm very excited for the My Hero Academia movie. And for some reason, the area that I live in never plays anime movies in the theater that's closest to me. And I never know why. I don't know if it's because maybe anime movies aren't played at every single theater in America. Because some say select theaters, but some anime movies say, oh yeah, theaters across Canada and America. And I'm like, why not around here? I don't know. But My Hero Academia is going, the closest theater it's going to show is about an hour from me. So I'm not 100% sure if I'm going to be able to get there or not. If not, I'll just wait and see if it goes on, like, Crunchyroll or something like that, you know. They said online, I'm pretty sure, saw some articles say that it's going to come on Crunchyroll. I don't know if it's going to be, like, way after it comes out in theaters, because they said in theaters it's going to come from September 25th until October 2nd. So, and I forget the exact articles that this comes from, but if you look up My Hero Academia movie release date, you'll probably find them. And I'm sure probably the Funimation website says this too, and everything. So very excited for that. But also, my birthday month is in October. About 3 weeks from now, October 6th, is my birthday. And the reason I'm saying that is because Venom, the Venom movie, Marvel's Venom, is coming out a day before that. So I'm just like, whoa, that's cool. You know, and it looks really good. I saw from IGN, their video, they said that it is official now that it's going to be PG-13. And I'm like, come on, I want an R-rated Marvel movie. I mean, I love Deadpool and all that, you know what I mean? And plus, Venom looks very, you know, scary, and it looks like, hey, this is going to be a very, you know, I guess not like a, PG-13 movie to me? I don't know. Sorry, I paused there, but yeah, like I said, this is my first podcast. It's probably going to be all over the place, but I just want to see what it's going to be like. They said it's going to be like an hour and 52 minutes, which I'm like, okay, that's good. It's not going to be a super short movie. You know, PG-13, that's not like G. It's not going to be like fake, but at the same time, I just wanted it to be R. But anyway, I'm still excited to see it, though. My hype isn't really that far down from that fact, you know. And, yeah, so as I said before, I don't really do YouTube anymore. I just didn't like, you know, editing, and I just didn't find fun in doing YouTube anymore, so I figured, why do it if I don't have fun? And then I just started listening to podcasts, and I'm like, huh, why not? You know, because my friend said he does a podcast, too, on iTunes. I don't remember what the podcast is called, so I can't really tell you guys, but, you know, I was like, hey, why not try a podcast? Maybe I'll like this. Because I do like talking and then posting it online without, like, editing or anything. Like, I don't know if people edit podcasts or not. I probably won't. But, yeah. Anyway, so that's My Hero Academia and Venom. But also in October, I'm pretty sure it's October 9th. I could be wrong, but a little bit after my birthday, the Batman White Knight, all, I think, 8 or 9 issues, I think it's 8 issues, is going to be put into a trade paperback, and it's coming out then. I'm like, oh, heck yeah, because I went to the comic book store, and there is a free issue of Batman White Knight, and I read it, and don't know, the art was just, like, interesting. It looked like somebody painted it, you know? It looked like it was a painting. To me, that's how the art looked. And then Joker's riding a hoverboard. I'm like, are you serious? But yeah, Nightwing and Batgirl were in it. I don't know what happens after the preview. I think it's a preview issue, or I don't know if it's all of issue one or not. I'm not sure. But it is a free issue, and it's pretty cool. So I'm definitely looking forward to that. So Venom on my birthday month, very close to my birthday, and Batman White Knight trade paperback. But also later in the month, My Hero Academia Vigilantes Volume 2, the manga, is coming out as well. And Batman and the Justice League manga is coming out in October. And I'm trying to think, I thought there was one more thing. I thought there was one more thing that was coming out around my birthday, but I guess that's it. Plus, I'm gonna get the Spider-Man game. But anyway, I guess I'll talk about comics and I'll get into the Spider-Man game, because I don't want to be too all over the place. But yeah, so I have, like, a whole bunch of comics that I recently bought, and I haven't really been, like, reading them, so I decided, hey, it's the weekend, why not read them? So I was reading, like, a few Spider-Man, then some Batman. I read Spider-Man and the X-Men issue 1, and I gotta say, that is a good comic book. I mean, Spider-Man was a teacher at that, because I'm not insanely familiar with X-Men. I've seen some of the X-Men movies, but I haven't seen all of them. But it's like the School for Mutants. It might be called something else. I'm getting this wrong. I don't know. I'm a noob with X-Men. But whatever, you know, the school that the kids with mutant, like the kid mutants go to, Wolverine wanted Spider-Man to go and teach there. And I think he wanted to watch out for any mutants that might turn on everybody and attack the school or something like that, I'm pretty sure. So it was pretty funny seeing him as a teacher. And it was a really good, you know, comic. And it's really, like, actually getting me into X-Men, because I never really cared too much about X-Men, but now I'm like, huh, X-Men's pretty cool. The X-Men, they're pretty cool, you know? And I do have X-Men Adventures Enter Magneto, the paperback trade, and I'm going to be reading that very soon. I actually got that from a library sale for 50 cents. Like, it was sitting there with all the other books in the area that had it had two rooms. One area had 50-cent books, like one room, and then the other room had dollar books, and then I saw this comic, and I was like, hit to the cashier guy, I'm like, yo, how much is this? He's like, well, there's no price, but you can have it for 50 cents. I'm like, oh, thanks. And, I mean, you get what you paid for. The cover is very, very ripped up and beat up. I mean, I wouldn't say to the point like it's coming off, but it looks very old. But yet, if you go inside and look at the pages in the book, they're still there. It's not like they're all ripped up. It's for 50 cents is really good. You know, I'm very glad that I got it, because I see on eBay that it's being sold for about $10. So I saved a lot of money with that. I'm definitely going to read that. But also, let me think, what else did I read? I also read Batman Eternal issue 27. And this came from a Walmart 3-pack. You know those Walmart DC comic 3-packs? They're like, oh yeah, you get the one I got. They're like, you get Night of the Monster Men Rebirth Batman issue 1. But there's two other comics that you can get. And it's a surprise because they don't tell you. It's like $5 for 3 comics and you get whatever you get, and it's kind of like a surprise. I thought that was pretty cool. I've seen those at Ollie's, but I never bought them. I think there's some Marvel. I want to check that out. I was hoping to get some Flash, because I wanted to read Flash. I don't really like DC as much as Marvel, but I do like Batman a lot, and I do like the Flash. So I was like, hey, maybe I get some Flash. I didn't, but I got some more Batman. I got Batman Eternal issue 27 and Superman, Wonder Woman issue 10. So Batman Eternal, I don't know too much about it, but I heard it's like pretty much everything goes wrong for Batman or something like that. I forget. But yeah, this issue was really good. And there's like this, I think, because like I said, I'm not that, with Batman Eternal, I'm not that knowledgeable. So I think it was like this, because I looked up some characters just to see what was going on. And there was like this crime lord, and his niece started living with him because his parents were worse than him, even though he's a crime lord. So the Child Protective Services is like, she's gonna live with you and stuff like that. But then also I think Batman was looking for him, so Catwoman was helping him and everything like that. And then and then somebody was looking for the girl and everything. So it was pretty cool. The artwork was pretty interesting. But Catwoman, I'm starting to really like Catwoman, you know? Because she's like, you know, helps Batman, but at the same time, she's like, oh, well, let's see what I can get out of this. You know, because there's two crime lords, you know, going at it. Maybe I can get some, because I don't know exactly what she wanted, but she's probably trying to, like, steal some money from them and run off, you know? But she's pretty cool. And then I read Superman Wonder Woman issue 10. This one was crazy. It was pretty much Superman was fighting Doomsday, and he ripped Doomsday apart, and then he got infected with something that made him Doomsday. And I'm like, are you serious? Doomsday and Superman combined? That's like, dude, that's like Broly, the new Broly from Dragon Ball Super, not the old Z Broly. I mean the new Dragon Ball Super Broly for the new movie coming out. That's like him and Jiren doing a fusion. Like, that's, you know what I mean? That's overpowered like crazy. And, oh, this is a good book, too. With, I think, Brainiac was controlling Lois Lane. And then Wonder Woman's like, yo, snap out of it. But then, you know, she ended up like, no, and, you know, going at her. It was pretty cool. I liked it. And I'm like, I want to start reading more DC, you know, stuff like that. But then I also got this comic called Wayward, and I only read the first two chapters. I got the trade because trade number one was $10, trade number two was like $17. I got them both for $5 because the comic book shop I went to, it was like they had this whole bin filled. They said each trade, not the hardbacks. The hardbacks were probably like $10, but the paperback trades, all of them were $5, and there was two like long boxes filled with them. You know, I think they're a long box. They might have been a little bigger than a long box to fit all the trades in there. And they had a lot of room, so they weren't all, like, tight together, thank God, because that wouldn't be good for a trade. It'd get all, like, bent up, probably, or it'd get smushed. But I found Wayward Volume 1 and 2 from Image Comics, and it's pretty cool. It's like this girl goes to Tokyo because her mom moves to Tokyo. She's with her dad, you know, and then she doesn't want to be around her dad anymore, so a year later she lives with her mom, and she's going to Tokyo, and she's trying to adapt to life there. Like I said, I only read the first two chapters, but it's pretty cool, because she ends up finding these, like, ancient monsters or something, like, or mythical, or not mythical, but, like, you know, these supernatural monsters. And I'm not usually into supernatural stuff, but Wayward's awesome anyway, so I was like, this is cool. And she could also, like, she has this power, like, she sees things almost in x-ray vision. I think she can see people if they're monsters. I think that's how it is. I didn't read enough to see exactly. But, yeah, so that's pretty cool. That's pretty much all the comics I've been reading. I'm almost done with Volume 1 of My Hero Academia Vigilantes, and so I'm gonna move on to manga now. So I'm almost done with that. Now, my library has almost, except for, like, volume 9 or 10 or something like that, but other than that, it has all the volumes of Death Note. I tried reading volume 1. I just lost interest. I know Death Note fans are probably going to be like, what? But, yeah, I don't know. I just didn't really care for it, I guess. I'm just not a Death Note guy. I'll probably check out the anime and see if I like it better, but I don't know. I just didn't like it too much. And then I heard Full Metal Alchemist a long time ago. I looked up what it was about, and I'm like, I've been seeing that my library has volumes 1 through 13 of Full Metal Alchemist, and then 14, 15, and 16 all in, like, a, you know, those volume omnibus volumes, or the with the 3 and 1. They have that up to 16, and I was like, okay, let's check out that manga. And I haven't been to the library to check it out yet, but I thought, hey, they're free, might as well check them out. And then if I want the rest after 16, I can maybe go. And if you heard that buzz, that was my phone. But sorry about that. But anyway, if I want to read after that, because I think it goes to volume 27, I believe, I could probably go on eBay and get, like, you know, they'll say, oh yeah, like $5 for $20 or $5 for $30, you know, something like that. And maybe I can get it cheaper that way. Or I could do this thing that my library does called book sharing, and they could look. I could ask, hey, can you get volume, you know, 17? And they'll be like, okay, and they'll look around. I can sign a paper, or not sign a paper, like fill out a paper so they know what to look for. And they can look at other libraries around my area, around my state, and then see if anybody else has it. And they could call them and say, hey, can you send that volume to us? And they send it and I could read it, you know. So I could do it either way. But I know if I really like it, I'm going to definitely read the whole series. So, yeah, I've been reading My Hero Academia Vigilantes. And I'm going to start reading Full Metal Alchemist. I also was reading this manga. I found each volume was 50 cents at that same library sale called Because I'm a Goddess. And it's pretty interesting. I read 2 out of 3 of the volumes so far. And it's pretty much this girl. She's like a goddess, I guess. And they said the gods created her to find these things called gifts. And these gifts, like, are little fairy-looking things. And they corrupt people's minds and end up, like if they're a girl, they'll take a guy as their slave or something like that. So she's trying to stop that. But she ends up finding this guy and pretty much, like, staying around him all the time. And he gets annoyed at her because she's very, like, ditzy, kind of, in a sense. And, yeah, she just, like, I don't know, she's, like, not very bright, but she's powerful, but she's not very bright and not very mature, so she's always annoying him. It's more of a comedy, but it also has action. It's not, like, the greatest series ever, but for $1.50, I was like, hey, that's good, because usually it's $30 for 3 volumes if you go to a normal bookstore, so that's pretty good. And then, also, I'm going to talk about, on this podcast, books, too, because that's another thing I like. I've been reading this book called The Future of Us, and it's pretty much these. I haven't read it. I, like, stopped at, like, page 70, and it's 350 pages. I stopped at page 70, didn't pick it up for a couple weeks, and now I'm back into it. And it's about this girl, and then her friend gets in with it, too. She gets this computer in the 90s. She's like, oh, yeah, you know, internet's new. Let's get the internet. And she gets it, and then she finds this site called Facebook, and she's like, there's no way there's a fate. What's a Facebook? You know, so she goes on it and she finds herself and she sees her posts, like, I think 10, 15 years in the future. And she's like, what? So she brings her friend into it. Now they're going, it goes back and forth between them going to school. Also, there's kind of, you know, stuff going on between the girl and her friend because this guy used to like her and he asked her out and she rejected him. So ever since then, he hasn't really hung out with her because they used to be, like, ever since they were little kids, always be hanging together, and he hasn't really hung out with her that much and until, you know, this started happening. So there's some tension between them, sort of, I guess, not really like anger tension, but kind of like awkwardness, sort of. And then also with this computer thing, and they're trying to figure out where this Facebook, you know, is coming from. And, you know, the guy thought it was a prank, but it's not, you know. I mean, they're finding out it's not a prank, so. And then also, there's this book, it's poetry, but it's a young adult book at the same time, called Girls Like Me. Not like, oh, Girls Like Me. I mean, like, Girls Like Me. It's because there's a girl as the main character, and she's talking about, you know, like, it ends up being, like, her dad passes away, and she's real depressed, and then she goes online and finds, like, a guy online, and she's, like, seems to be falling in love, but yet she doesn't, like, know him in real life. So it's, like, her going through school, plus she is overweight, so she's, it shows, like, in the, it's, like, different poems for different parts of the book, in a sense, like, instead of chapters, it's, like, different little poems that make up all the pages, and it's, like, you know, her dealing with kids, you know, making fun of her for being big and all that stuff. But then, you know, also when she starts texting the guy, the pages aren't texts. So instead of reading, you know, lines of, like, a normal book, paragraphs and lines of what they're saying, you actually read the text messages that are going back and forth. And I thought it was really cool. You know, I bought it. I've been reading that as well. But other than that, I haven't been reading any books. But yeah. So I'm thinking the only other thing I want to talk about is video games. It's been low, like 19 minutes. I'll probably stop at like 21, 22 minutes. So video games. I haven't really been playing any video games lately. I've been on a gaming slump. I got tired of the same game over and over because I've been playing Fortnite and CSGO. That's about it. A lot of my other games that I've played before I've got tired of and haven't really played. Because a lot of times I go back and forth. Like sometimes I'll play a whole mess of different games And then sometimes I only play two games at once. You know, I go back and forth between wanting to just stick to the games I like to wanting to expand to other games. So I have a whole bunch of games on my computer and my PlayStation, but I don't really play them. So I'm thinking maybe I'll get back into them. But I haven't really played Fortnite or CSGO in a long time. And I am excited, you know, for the Spider-Man video game. I know it already came out, but I don't have enough money for it, so I'm going to wait till my birthday and get it. So I'm excited for that, but in the meantime, I haven't really been that hyped for any video games. You know, even Black Ops 4. I may get Black Ops 4, I don't know. I tried the Battlefield 5 beta, and I'm probably one of, if not the only people who like it. I mean, I've seen the dislikes too. Oh, come on. Why do I get texts? You probably hear the buzzing, sorry, in the podcast, because I keep getting texts during podcasts. That's why I need to do this on my computer. Because it, like, picks up the audio of the buzz. But anyway, yeah, I don't know, I liked Battlefield 5. I know it seems like a cheap ripoff of Battlefield 1, but to me it felt fresh and new, especially on my computer. I have Battlefield 1 on my PS4, so even if I would just get Battlefield 1 on my computer, or did I say on my computer? I have Battlefield 1 on my PS4. My computer, I don't have Battlefield 1, so even if I didn't want Battlefield 5, and I was just like, oh, I'll just stick with Battlefield 1 because it's better or whatever, I still have to pay the full price to get it again on my PC. So I'm like, I would like a Battlefield on my computer, might as well get the new one. But I'm waiting to see what their Battle Royale is going to be like and if they're going to update their game mode so it doesn't get boring. Because I'm not going to play a game that ends up dying, you know? So I'm not 100% sure, but I am sure I might get Battlefield 5. And I'm pretty sure it comes out later in the year. So yeah, I want to get back into Fortnite. I'm very new to Fortnite. I just started at the end of Season 4, and now Season 5 is about to end, so, yeah, I got 850 V-Bucks. I'm going to tier up to get another 100, so I can get 950, so I can get the next Battle Pass without paying, and I probably got, like, 7 tiers left. I'm only, like, tier 47. Like, I'm not, you know, I'm really not that good. The only solo dub that I got was with Thanos, and then I've gotten close to some wins, but I've never really, like, won after that, so, yeah. But anyway, I'm sure I'll get better. I'm definitely going to be rusty, because I'm thinking here, before I go to bed, I'm going to play some Fortnite, but, you know, I'll probably be pretty rusty, but eh, what are you going to do? So, CSGO I'll probably pick back up, too. I was thinking of even trying Dragon Ball FighterZ again. I haven't played that in a while. So yeah, that's all the nerdy stuff I've been doing. Just wanted to talk about it. So I'm probably going to end the podcast here. So I don't know, have a good week because I'm recording this on Sunday. I don't know, probably go up around then. So have a good week, guys, and see ya.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app. Free for iOS and Android.